Blog Talk Radio.
Dub Knight, I'm here to talk to you. Dub Knight, now here is Dub Knight.
Well, I haven't talked to the audience. I'll talk to you in a few days, so. Well, there was somebody indirectly I heard comment on my podcast about my music saying I shouldn't be talking about it because I ain't doing nothing with it. That's not necessarily true. I talk about it in general because, you know, there are some things I'm doing. You know, I release records. I release a lot of records. That's one thing. I play on online. I try to get my music heard in my own way. It's very difficult to promote music. That's the thing with a lot of artists. And the second reason why I talk about it is because there's artists who are just like me, tons of artists. Like when I went to SCO reception and I met so many struggling artists, songwriters, they talked about they wasn't making much money from their songwriting, or people like me who wanted to be rock stars, and some of them have given up completely, but they now songwriters. So it's, and they go through this all for years and years and years, and like me, I've been doing it for years and years and years. It's very difficult to make it in Hollywood as a star in music or movies, you know, but I'm in the music side, but, you know. I also make videos, you know, I am an actor, but when I look at how hard, you know, the Hollywood dream, is very hard because we're working hard not to have that broken dream. That's why the appreciation is to do the little things to help us cope, because it's very difficult to get to the next level. It has been for me. I have not received no recognition for my music. The only thing is that I get the put downs. I get the typical things that artists do, creators do. You know, self-esteem is so important. I'm so persistent because I've been doing it for a very long time, decades. And, you know, hearing people depress my button saying, you know, I didn't write the song, I just wrote the lyrics. You know, that's an insult to every songwriter on this planet, all the way from the legends to like Lennon, McCartney, to Bob Dylan, all the way up, country, pop, rock, and R&B. You know, that person's an idiot. It's saying something that's universally true. We know there are lyricists and who write the music and who writes the words to the song, which is the lyrics, is the songwriter. So for somebody who just write lyrics, you're a songwriter. For someone who just write music, you're a songwriter too. For someone who write both, that's a gift. They can write, they can do it all. I can do it all. I write more than just lyrics. I'm involved in the producing and involved in the music. I, you know, to hear it, I sing it out. Sometimes I just sing, use my voice as a melody. Other times I just have to play my keyboard. So that's the thing. The creators, I know creators like that get put down all the time by the establishment. It's so hard to be an artist. And I would tell somebody who's struggling that their dreams can come true, but it's very difficult. Just be prepared for the difficulty, the rejections. It's so common. The time-consuming aspect of getting a deal. So when I talk about my dream over and over every year, I'm still struggling. I'm going to continue to talk about it because it's something that's part of me. And someone out there might be listening to my podcast and have a dream to be in music or acting, or a dream to be a lawyer, a doctor, or astronaut, or a dream to be whatever, or a dream to be teacher or whatever. Because a lawyer, doctor, business person is the main components in the society to be successful, and being one for the music dream, to be an artist, to be successful as an artist, to be a recording artist, to be a songwriter. That's the business. That's the business person. That's part of the American dream. So if I struggle, I talk about it, whatever I talk about. But I want to let you know that the Hollywood broken dream, you know, is not just the people who didn't get the huge record deal. It's not the people who is not making thousands or millions of dollars in royalties or from singing or from acting or whatever. The broken record is that even those who do make it, there's the Hollywood broken dream is there. It's looking like, you know, hearing about someone who was in a pop band or, you know, a boy band that went to number one, that's a fame, you know, and went to jail for the rest of their life. That's a broken dreamer. Hear about the stories of Marilyn Monroe. You know, how she was sexually abused getting to the top. See, her dream came true, but she died untimely from drugs. That's a broken dream. Firstly, they called him the King of Rock and Roll. He died untimely from drugs related. He had a heart attack, but it was drug related. Played a role. That's a broken dream. But they made it. Michael Jackson didn't have a childhood. Was accused of things that may or may not be true, but, you know, he died of doctor killed him, injecting him with too much pain medication, painkillers. That's a broken dream. So the thing I'm trying to say is that be healthy. You know, artists, you know, being a creative person, there's so many obstacles, and there's a lot of creative people like me who have suffered economically, physically, and mentally. There's a lot of artists, struggling artists, and in the music business who struggle for alcohol and drug abuse or suffer from mental health issues. When I was joining bands in the times, all those years trying to join a band, drug, alcohol, abuse, or they suffered mental health issues. There's numerous recording artists who suffer from mental health issues. They have bipolar, depression, suffer from alcohol and drug abuse. It's just, unfortunately, it has been very common for a lot of artists to drink and do drugs. I'm one of them who do not drink or do drugs. Thank God. It would have made it much worse. Just from a personal standpoint, seeing somebody in my family who was an alcoholic and lose their life because of it. I can't be no alcoholic or drug addict. But seeing others, so the point is, you know, you talk about going for that dream and how hard it is and how, you know, how painful it is. The pain and struggle going for that Hollywood dream. It's like, we have to appreciate each day. We only have one life to live. There's so many people committed suicide. So many people commit murder coming out of here. Some people have been victims. So we have to be careful. So we have to stay healthy so I can make my dream come true and, you know, make a lot more money. So I appreciate, and I feel appreciative that I at least got my songs. It took a long time, decades, but I got my songs out for people to buy. So I'm not an indie artist, so I'm happy with that. And I'm happy to be able to create, play music for the masses. And, you know, even though it's on a small scale and I'm still struggling financially, it's still at least got there. But I also know that if I get to the next level, and, you know, when you get to the next level, to be healthy when you get to the next level. Because trying to make it as an artist, and to even if you get to the success level, you can still struggle. It still can be a lot of torment. And, you can, you know, stay alive if you enjoy the success. And it's very common for a lot of artists to not even get any recognition at all, despite their tenacity or persistence. And it's very common for people to spend 30, 40 years before they get their break, maybe 50, late to their old age. A lot of people have not achieved success until after they died. So I'm going to continue to talk about it. It's very difficult in more ways than one, whether you make it or not, and make it financially or not. It's, you know, it's very delicate, you know. I struggled a lot mentally, not seeing my dream come true. It was very hard for me to continue. My mental health was affected by being a victim of crime, being a victim of people who were jealous of my talents. People, even today, trying to press my buttons by saying that they stamp up my music. You know, I don't believe one word. You know, when I hear that or I say, like, I know those people are trying to press my buttons and they're idiots. They're haters. Haters love to target people who are persistent and go for dreams. I have to stay healthy. I have to stay healthy and stay with positive people. I cannot hang out with a low functioning or a dangerous person, and they come my way, and they still are. So that's the thing with a lot of artists. They have those demons. So, and I don't want to say, when I talk about this, I'm not an expert on therapy or anything, because a lot of artists do need therapy. So that's why I talk about it. Like going for that Hollywood dream. Oh, I'm doing something my way. What I'm planning to do, I told you I was going to release another album. It will have the same picture cover, because that's my signature look. So it will have that. They have another picture on the inside, because I design my albums. And there won't be no new singles. It will just be the ones that I release on podcasts. You know, Basic Jam was live, and so was Basic Jam Part 2 was live. I written that by myself. And I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True. That's the first version. And I Do Love You. So that may, that hopefully that can come out within the next month or two. I'm saying about May or June. I don't know. I'm very busy with something else, but I'm still working on it. I'm trying to, I'm trying to do that, but to songwriters or to artists who may write their own songs, or to songwriters who write their own songs, protect your music. The harassment I got from people who said they took advantage of me, they did not. They made up stories. But if it happened, I will, they would be liable, but it's very unlikely. Copyright your music, wherever you release to the public. That's my suggestion. Put it in a publishing company, too. You have to protect your music. You know? Protecting your music is the copyright and the publisher. You know, those two parts are essentially the ownership of the song. If it's two or three people or four people, copyright your music. I've heard people write songs for other people, you know, and I was like, gosh, you know, they wrote songs with other people, and some of the other people who wrote the lyrics, the music, the legend, no credit for it. And only a couple people got credit for it. I can understand if you were hired, you know. I was in a situation where I hired somebody to help me write my songs. So when I pay them, I own the song, you know, but I gave them half, because we both were involved in the production of the song. We both produced, we both were involved. It wouldn't be fair. So the song comes in, they get something, you know. But, pay for hire, yes. That happens a lot. You know, you pay somebody, well, that's the law. But I'm saying, if somebody, it has so many situations where people have written songs. They get together and they write a song with somebody, you know, joke around, play the guitar, play the piano. And then somebody takes the song and copyright, put it in their name, and they get credit for it. And sometimes the songs become hits. So you don't want that to happen. And the ones who helped write that song didn't get credit for it. And that song was a big hit. So that has happened a lot. There's been so many lawsuits and songwriters. So protect yourself by copyrighting it. The most important thing is copyright it. Period. If you copyright it and don't do anything else, you're protected. Publishing it, you can do a lot. That's more business. So that's all I have to say. Like in movies, I acted in these cheesy movies that wasn't a good. We didn't have no script. But I wasn't aware, I was in the B-Music side, and I signed something, and then I didn't realize I signed all my rights away. Someone was getting money for a movie that I was in, and I wasn't aware of that side. So I was like a casual friendship hanging around. So I'm more aware of that now, even in the movie business that has happened, where people who act and don't get credit for financially for being in that movie. I mean, that's so ripoff, They have, in the contract, you sign with somebody who's legit. People who have got very little money or got nothing at all from their music, And I was told a long time ago, there are shots out there. That's my publishing. I was talking to somebody, at one of those events, songwriting events or music events. They signed away their publishing, and they got very little for it. I said, that's not fair, I know that there's the business, there's a give and take, but you want to keep your publishing, or at least some of it, it's difficult, The difficulty of the how hard it is. That's how hard it is. So I'm going to talk about it. But also knowing that even though I didn't make it, I'm looking at all these actors or these singers dying untimely or going to jail for the rest of their life or having all these problems with the law. And then, the broken dream is with, the people who didn't make it, and to the financial success. And with people who did make it to the top financial success, they have a lot, there's a lot of broken dreams there. So remember that. Just keep yourself healthy, but live life on your own terms. That's what I'm trying to do, and go for that dream and get to the next level and still be healthy and not fall for any, because the more success you get, the more persistent, the more chances you get, when I get that chance. I'll be more criticized, and it's going to be more criticism and more jealousy. So, it goes with the territory. The people are jealous of people who are talented, but be careful of business decisions. That's all I need to say, but I'm going for my Hollywood dream. That's why I wrote that song.